Joining us now on the Carroll High Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Troy Malone of the Norbern Pirates. Norbern's season ended last Saturday in the first round of districts with a 37-25 loss to Tina Avalon, a conference foe. Coach, you guys played well in spurts in that game, but just couldn't put things together. Talk a little bit about that last game of the season for you.
Yeah, you are all right. We did have our we hung in there with our little spurts, but we just couldn't ever get a run going. You know, we needed that critical shot to fall, and that just wouldn't fall for us. So, you know, I give a lot of credit to Tina Avalon. You know, they came with a good defensive plan. They showed they had a defensive plan against Oric on Tuesday night, which they almost pulled that one off. So, Tina improved a lot during the season. I feel like we improved a lot. But we just couldn't get those critical baskets at those critical times to fall.
Yeah, I remember watching you guys in the play-in game of the CLA tournament. You know, you guys looked really good offensively, and then you guys had to play Southwest in the first round, and you had some spurts in that game too. So I think overall, you know, you can't really necessarily look at the win-loss record, but I think your kids showed growth through the season, and they were better at the end than they were at the start, and that's all you can hope for.
That is, and I appreciate that. You know, the kids, you know, for as many struggles we had, you know, and we could have hung our heads down when our point guard moved to Minnesota and said, oh, you know, the season. But they didn't. They hung in there. They stuck with it. They kept getting better. They tried harder. People shifted positions. And so I can't complain. The effort was always there with these kids. And they learned the offense, you know, for a while. It looked like a hot potato going around. And then we kind of slowed things down. We started to look like a basketball team, learned how to move. But as we moved along the way, you know, we noticed our deficiencies, you know, trying to attack the basket, particularly left hand, which we could argue there might be a lot of people that struggle with that area. But, you know, those lane lines are there to drive to the basket. We need to take advantage of those types of things.
Coach, you guys are losing three seniors this year. Talk a little bit about, you know, them and what they meant to your team this year.
Well, I'll go with Wesley Miller first. He tore his ACL in football, so he didn't get off restriction until that last game of the season. It really hurt him a lot because he is so sports oriented, sports minded, and he's going to go on to Northwest and pursue a sports journalism career. So I wish him a lot of luck with that. The other two are Cole Larkins and Kanan Ellis. And those kids just, you couldn't find a better work ethic out of anybody. Those kids just worked so hard, tried to improve, and we got better. And Cole particularly had to move from the two spot to the point guard, and he'd never been a point guard before in his life, so that becomes a whole new decision-making process that he had to learn, you know, starting halfway through the season. And Kanan Ellis has been a post all his life, and I'd come around and I moved him to a guard. So he, too, had a big transition to have to learn how to play the perimeter as opposed to just being an inside player all the time. And they took his stride. They did a great job with it. They never complained a bit. They just kept on working and working and working. So I love those two kids, and I can't, you know, it's going to be a big loss when those two graduate and go on and do what they're going to do.
Coach, and you guys had 12, 15 kids on the roster. You're a young team, a lot coming back, and I think there's good things in the future for the Norbern boys. So appreciate you calling in this year, and look forward to hearing from you next year.
All right. Thank you so much.